or internal source. Two classifications of a circuit. Number one, linear or nonlinear. A circuit that is based on either linear or nonlinear networks. It is composed of independent and or dependent sources and passive elements. Number two, active or passive. A circuit that is based on either the absence, passive circuit, or the presence, active circuit, of a source. A source can be a power source or voltage source. A circuit and its types. Not all circuits are alike. In fact, one of the most common misconceptions involves an electric circuit and an electronic circuit. Both are said to be one and the same, but they are not. While the former can carry average to high voltage, the latter has the tendency to have low voltage load. Moreover, it is always important to be aware of the different circuit types, especially if you're about to make your own circuit. The kind of circuit that you create needs to have the ability to handle a preferred load. Circuit types. Closed circuit is a circuit that is fully functional. Open circuit is a circuit that can no longer function due to a damaged or missing component or a loose connection. Short circuit is a circuit that comes without a load. Parallel circuit is a circuit that connects to other circuits. It is like the main power source or the primary circuit in a series of circuits. Series circuit. It is a circuit that connects to other circuits. The same amount of electricity is distributed to each of its component circuits. The main power source or the primary circuit is unclear. Conductors, insulators, and semiconductors. Conductors, insulators, and semiconductors give light to the fact that a circuit's electrical properties are dependent on the circuit type as well as on their conduction bands. For instance, if a particular power source chooses to distribute a 9-volt electric power to a closed circuit, its electrical properties can be evaluated using two details. Number one, its characteristic as a closed circuit, and number two, 9-volt electric power. Moreover, conductors, insulators, and semiconductors are integral concepts to the conductivity of an object. While conductors and semiconductors are grouped to describe charge carriers, insulators are still considered as relative, despite not containing any free charge. Conduction bands. Conductor, it is a conduction band that referred to as almost full band. Insulator, it is a conduction band that is referred to as an empty band. Semiconductor, it is a conduction band that is referred to as an almost empty band. Breaking down the components of a circuit. A circuit can be either simple or complex and be both simple and complex. If the circuit in subject is a series circuit with a group of 10 different circuits that are connected to it, or if the said circuit is just a basic closed circuit with 5 different stops, it can be rather confusing to trace. However, if you dissect any circuit, you'll discover 3 constant integral components. Integral components. Number 1, load. It is the representation of the power consumption as well as the work that is accomplished within a system. Without it, there's barely a point in having a circuit. Number 2, power source. It is where the electricity comes from. Number 3, pathway. It is the framework of a circuit from the power source. It follows the load through each of the networks and finally returns and exits the power source. It is also referred to as the conductive pathway. The roles of current, resistance, and voltage. Current, resistance, and voltage are the 3 representations of the important components of a circuit system. They can explain how electricity enters, then moves from one point to another, and finally exits. Whether the path of electricity is rather simple, these representations remain constant. Apart from describing the electric flow, they can serve as indications of fault in instances when a circuit fails to work. 3 representations. Current. It is the representation of the electric flow, particularly its focus on the flow of electrons. Resistance. It is the representation of the nature of an electronic flow as it moves around the circuit. Voltage. It is the representation of the electronic force or pressure. In general, the supply comes from an electric outlet or a battery. AC-DC systems, which system is it? AC and DC systems, or alternating current and direct current systems, are often associated to each other. When the AC system is mentioned, so is the DC system. Conversely, when it's the DC system's turn to be in the spotlight, it won't be long until the AC system is mentioned. This is because these systems are opposite of one another. To get a better understanding of one of them, it's recommended to be familiar with the other as well. Moreover, AC and DC systems are types of a circuit's current flow. In an AC system, the current flow changes its direction occasionally. Meanwhile, in a DC system, the current flow follows a single direction.